This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. This is a weekly segment called A-State Connections and Create at State, making connections that count. And welcome to the 75th episode of the podcast. In this interview, I talk with Associate Professor of Renewable Energy Technology at Arkansas State, Dr. Rajesh Sharma, and students Andrew Hemond and Christopher Laurie about research involving solar energy. Dr. Sharma starts the interview.
So my research is in the broad areas of renewable energy, and more specifically, I work on efficient utilization of solar energy. Okay, so as we know that one of the big challenges in solar energy is that this is intermittent in nature. Okay, we don't have sun available all the time. We have cloudy days, we have nights, and we do not have solar energy at that time. And that is kind of the biggest roadblock in expansion of solar energy. So my research is trying to address that, that we develop certain materials that can be used for storage of solar energy, so that it can be used when and wherever we need it. So that's kind of a broad overview of my research. And I conduct both fundamental research as well as the applied research. And the project we are talking here, I mean, so this is more of a applied in nature. It's applied research. So what we are trying to do here in this project is that we are trying to assess the viability of solar energy in Northeast Arkansas. Okay, so as you probably know that solar energy is going through a major expansion in our state. It's pretty late, but still, I mean, we are catching on to that wave of expansion of solar energy. And especially in past couple of years, several new solar energy projects have been built all over the state. Just last month, actually, there was a 100 megawatt project which came up or which started construction in southern Arkansas. But we still do not have anything in Northeast Arkansas or this part of the state. So in this project, what we are trying to do is we are looking at different type of solar panels, and we are going to do some measurements, and we are going to assess that how viable the solar energy is in this part of the state. So that's the objective of the project which we are talking about here today.
Yeah, and for that, how large of a project would this possibly be, if you don't mind, please?
Well, this is still kind of a lab scale project, I mean, but this can kind of give an idea that if we can have a large project here in this part of the state, or how viable the resources or what the potential of solar energy is in this part of the state for development of a major project.
Right. So let's talk to Andrew and Christopher. Andrew, we'll start with you. Kind of tell us about how you got involved in this and kind of what your role has been in this research, please. Mm-hmm.
Well, it started, I think, sometime last semester. I approached Dr. Sharma about a couple different research opportunities, and that started with PETG recycling with water bottles into like a 3D printer filament. But as we were going through the class, fundamentals of research technology.
Fundamentals and applications of renewable energy. That's so that's it. The class which I was teaching last semester. So let me just, I'm not interjecting you, but let me just add to that. Yeah, so Andrew came up to me, I mean, even before the class, I mean, he was looking into doing some research projects with this. So we are debating a number of things. And then both of them, they were taking class with me last semester. I teach this class, Fundamentals and Applications of Renewable Energy. Mm-hmm. So this was kind of an offshoot of a number of discussions we had in the class. I mean, so that's how we started talking about this project. Mm-hmm. And then both of these, they wrote a little research proposal, and they got funded for that. And that's how we started working on that.
Yeah, yeah. It was going through some of those solar topics that kind of got me interested. And then that's when I reached out to Chris.
Yeah, he just kind of came up to me. He was like, hey, would you be interested in doing this research project? And, I mean, I kind of just went with it.
All right. So what have your roles been so far in this research project, please?
So it's split up into two separate parallel studies. So my specific project is based off the design and building of our solar test unit. So that'll involve three different types of solar panels, being monocrystalline, polycrystalline, and amorphous. It needs to be able to be tested at multiple locations around campus for average data of solar irradiance. It'll be tested at different times during the day. So most of my part is just the construction and data collection.
Right. Christopher, what's your part, please?
Well, I kind of work alongside it. So I'm more of like trying to integrate a battery to store the energy that we produce from the solar panels, and then find a way of using that stored energy in a meaningful way, and kind of determining exactly how much we can use as it's being produced, more of just the viability of these solar panels and which one works the best, and more data analysis.
Because I imagine that would be the challenge, is being able to, okay, you've captured all of this energy, but now how do you keep it like a battery? How do you store it? And then how are you able to use it back? And I imagine that's the huge challenge in this, isn't that right?
Absolutely. That's the big challenge, that after you store it, then how do you use it? So that's what Chris is going to address. I mean, he's looking into different type of batteries, and then what would be the charging rate for these batteries, what would be the discharge rate, and what are the things that we can use it to charge or use it to run. I mean, some appliances or maybe a phone charger. Mm-hmm. So that these are the kind of things which Chris is looking at.
Right. And with this research, what have been your thoughts so far as you've been going through this research about solar energy and those kinds of things? I'll start with you, Andrew, if you don't mind. Mm-hmm. Kind of, as you've been going along, how has this research has it deepened your interest in this? Or
Very, very. I've started looking at graduate programs now and renewable energy master's programs. I'm eager to see just what'll come from this at the end. I'd like to see a big push for solar energy, either around campus or in Jonesboro as a whole. I think with some of our data that we collect, I think it'll show promising results and can kind of help push people, maybe. I think there's a gap or a disconnect between what people think of solar energy and just how easy it is to get into it, or they might think the initial cost is too high, but we're going to do some payback numbers and try to just, I guess, tell people, help inform them more.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm hoping to get out of this by the end, is spread that information.
Sure. Christopher?
Well, honestly, before I took the class last semester, I had no interest in renewable energy, and I thought it was incredibly expensive and not really worth it. But the longer that I'm working on this project, the more I learned about it, the more I see that it's a really viable thing. And so I'm not really sure how I want to continue that in the future, if I want to go into the field, but it's really interesting, and I think that the research will be really viable and applicable to the people that want to fund projects in the future.
And I think that your view on that is probably how a lot of people may view about that. That it sounds like initially like a good idea, may not be worth it, maybe, you know, that it may not, you know, translate and work well. But how has this class and all that kind of changed your mind on that? What was it about this that was able to make you kind of maybe flip your thinking about, well, that maybe is something that is something that we definitely need to start looking into, if you don't mind?
Well, in the class in particular, before I took the class, I was thinking that solar panel systems cost, like, it wouldn't be effective in the long run at all. And the more I learned about it, the panels, like, for a full system, if you get a right system for your house or whatever project you're trying to do, it pays itself, like, it'll pay itself off in 7 to 10 years. And then after that, it's really beneficial for you. And that was the biggest thing. And then also seeing how renewable energy is being used now and how large of a percent that it's expected to grow and the advances that we've been making recently has really, really been, really changed it, I guess.
Education is important in this field, isn't it, Andrew?
Absolutely, absolutely.
So let's talk about that. And I imagine that's also one of the challenges, too, is talking about, Dr. Sharma, about how we educate more people about something like this.
Absolutely. I think this is the most critical component in the growth of this field. Because as we know, the cost has already come down. The cost of solar energy is, at this point of time, it is cheaper than pretty much anything else which is out there. In Arkansas, for example, if you look at that, the average cost of electricity is about 10 cents per kilowatt hour, the one which is produced using coal or nuclear or any other thing. Whereas the solar panels, what are being installed right now, the electricity coming out from that is about 5 to 6 cents per kilowatt hour. So we have already kind of passed that inflection point where we are beating the conventional energy resources in terms of the cost. But what remains is that the perception, I mean, people still think that it is something which is not for me. I mean, it is more expensive. It is not something which is going to work out for my part of the state or whatever. But the cost has already come down. The more people know about that, I think the better appreciation they will have for this field. Because we are ultimately providing a more sustainable and cleaner source of energy rather than burning the coal or anything else. So I think there is a great future. And of course, I mean, if you look at that, the perception is slowly changing. We just passed a bill, I think, last year, where they are allowing a lot of these public institutions to install solar panels on their rooftops or wherever, I mean. And a lot of institutions are now taking advantage of that, and they are putting up solar energy producing stations at their own facilities. So, yeah.
Dr. Ajish Sharma, also Christopher Alari, Andrew Heman joined me here on the Created State podcast on KASU. And as you think about this as something campus-wide, is this something that you've been able to kind of talk with facilities management and maybe other people on campus about you know, those things as you're kind of doing your data collection and that, or is that something that might be kind of next in the process?
Yes, that is something we are planning to talk in the future as we have more and more data. Then this is something. And I think briefly, I talked to the Environment Club. We have an environmental club here on campus. And you remember that Sarah, she gave a presentation earlier in the class when we started. So yeah, so we will be working maybe with the Environmental Club as well to increase the awareness, as well as talking to the facilities here and see what we can do on campus, I mean, to install more solar panels. Yeah.
How do you think that this, Andrew, that this research will ultimately make a difference in the region, hopefully in Northeast Arkansas, on that, and to know that you're having a part in that?
So I feel like this project, since we're not really inventing anything new technologically, like a new photovoltaic panel or anything, it's kind of like a laying the groundwork kind of project for the next project, the next students that will come through, hopefully the tech program, and Dr. Sharma can expand on what we do. So I'm hoping to see growth in all aspects of that.
Yeah, Christopher?
Well, like Dr. Sharma already said, that there's not really any information on how the Northeast Arkansas handles solar panels and how it produces. So hopefully after this research is, after we do this research, it'll be more people have access to the information and it'll fund or inspire more of these solar panel projects in this side of the state, because we already know that Arkansas is starting to really invest in this renewable energy. So I guess that's my biggest hope, just more projects to help out the rest of the state, this part of the state.
So as you continue to move forward in this, what are kind of your immediate next steps in this research? And Andrea, as you keep working on this, what are some things that you're going to be doing next? And I'll go to you, Christopher, please.
So right now we have just about all the parts in, and then it'll take a weekend to put it all together into one unit. This unit will be taken around campus and tested throughout the semester to gather our data for probably till about March and continuing. So next step is combining it all together physically. We've got digital renders created in the CAD programs.
Yeah, Christopher?
For me, it's more I have to integrate the battery that we're going to use, and then find or really figure out the measurements that we're getting from this to determine like what kind of appliance we're kind of hoping for. A coffee maker right now, because that'd be kind of a cool thing for a demonstration. But it's more just finding an applicable appliance that would really show off the energy production.
That's great. So with this research, I know that you've been working very hard on this. Dr. Sharma, your thoughts on the work that they've been doing in this research and how they've been contributing overall to the research, if you don't mind.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they both have been great. I mean, they come up with their ideas. I mean, as soon as we started working on that, they wrote part of the proposal, and then they come up with the designs of that, how this this setup should look like. They do the designs in the CAD, and then they come up with that what needs to be done. So they both have been very enthusiastic, and they have been working hard. And yeah, it's great working with both of them.
Yeah. How's it been working with Dr. Sharma on this?
It's been great. It's been great.
It really has.
There's not been a lot of obstacles, I feel like, getting into this. He was very accepting of just, let's hit the ground running. Like, I very supportive of doing a project. I feel like no idea has been shut down for being too crazy. It's like, let's go for it.
And then a lot of guidance too. Whenever we first started out, not really I guess understanding the scope of the project, and then him helping to give us ideas on where to start.
Mm-hmm.
And then whenever we started getting into it, just more of here's the direction that you can go, and then these all these different opportunities that we have with the project.
Mm-hmm.
So was research something that you all were kind of thinking that you might want to go into before a project like this? And if not, how maybe has this kind of changed your mind on what you want to think about?
Well, Chris and I both went to the Arkansas School for Mathematics, Sciences, and the Arts
yeah.
for our junior and senior year of high school. And down there, they do a capstone project a year long, and that kind of really teaches you a ton of research. I mean, you have to conduct your own experiment or create the experiment, then conduct it and write a paper over, present. So that was a huge, huge thing to do as a high schooler, a giant project. And I haven't done anything at that level at ASU yet, and part of me missed it, I think.
Yeah, it was a lot less intimidating having that experience and going into this,
mm-hmm.
but it really changes your perspective on how research is conducted. And it's the way that A-State has it set up, it's really enjoyable, the whole process. It's not too difficult to get I don't want to say that there's not criteria, but if you have a good idea, it's a really pleasant process with the people that you work with.
Mm-hmm.
And if it continues this way, I would love to continue doing research and stuff like that in this field.
I think that there are opportunities for undergraduate students to be able to get involved in research that they may not realize are available. And that's really kind of what the purpose of this podcast is to be able to let people know about that. And Dr. Sharma, I know that you've really enjoyed having this and maybe numerous other research projects kind of going where you're having undergraduate students kind of working on things that are really going to make a difference in the future.
Yeah, I mean, I have been working with pretty much undergraduate students for the past 10 years. I mean, yeah. In all my research projects, I mean, exclusively, I have worked with the undergraduate students, so I have really enjoyed, having them started on a new project and seeing all the progress and everything. I mean, it has been a wonderful thing here.
Very good. Well, thank you both, or all of you, for coming up. We appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Before I let you run, anything else you would like to add, please? I'll start with you, Dr. Sharma.
Well, both Andrew and Chris, so after this research, they are going to present this paper in that National Conference for Undergraduate Research. That is in March, right? Is that correct?
26th or 28th.
26th or 28th yeah. March. They'll be traveling to where is it?
Bozeman, Montana.
Bozeman, Montana. They are going to present that work there. And I think in addition to that, Chris may be going to Arkansas Academy of Science and presenting a paper on this as well.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, they are presenting in this Create A-State, Arkansas, here as well.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so that's the next in this project.
Associate Professor of Renewable Energy Technology, Dr. Rajesh Sharma at Arkansas State, and students Andrew Hammond and Christopher Laurie on the Create at State podcast. Now, to hear more interviews like this one, you can always subscribe to the Create at State podcast at the Create at State podcast page at kasu.org. It's also available on iTunes or Google Play or on Spotify, or you can listen on the NPR app. And also tell others about the Create at State podcast. Leave us a review. We'd love to be able to have those 5-star reviews in the iTunes store and on the App Store and Apple. And that allows us to be able to get the podcast out to more listeners. You're listening to A-State Connections on KASU and the Create at State podcast.